Joining us now is York Dragonettes head coach, Michael Green. Coach, I guess we'll go ahead and just talk about the elephant in the room real quick. The weather and the way that it's affected the district tournament the last couple of days. Can you just take me through what it's been like and how you've had to kind of deal with it and approach it?
Well, the first thing, you know, we've been without electricity up here on the plateau for, so, you know, some people are still out right now. So we're basically trying to see who has electricity, you know, plan-wise, do they need anything, you know, heat-wise and all that. And, you know, practice, of course, is we're getting some good rest, some rest without any electricity. You know, we were supposed to play tonight. I think now we're looking at Sunday. So it's definitely they're a wrench in the schedule and the plans here. But, you know, the main thing, we're trying to make sure everybody's safe and, you know, accounted for and all that. And, you know, we'll just try to make the best of the situation as it goes. We've got more weather coming in tonight. So, you know, who knows what's going to happen.
I know for young players, it's probably easy to get frustrated when stuff like this happens. Obviously, you prepare to play on a certain day, and even when you've got a bye and you're not playing in the first round, you still want to go ahead. You want to play on schedule. How important is it to kind of reaffirm that idea that, you know, hey, just control what you can control. Don't worry about what you can't control. How important is that?
Yeah, I mean, it's extremely important. You know what it is, and it's kind of, you know, this year especially, you know, with the COVID, it's been that way pretty much all year. You know, I've told them, whatever happens, you know, we've had to cancel a game or two because of the COVID, had a player or two, you know, have to quarantine, you know, just be ready to play whenever, whatever happens, you know, just handle adversity and, you know, do the best we can with it. And if you start complaining or, you know, whining around about it, it's not going to do us any good. So whatever happens, we just do the best and, you know, just trying to stress watching film if you have electricity and, you know, rest up. You're getting some rest right now, so. You know, hopefully we'll be ready to go when we do get back on the court.
Coach, isn't it just kind of fitting in a year like this that, you know, obviously COVID, as you mentioned, is what threw a lot of wrenches in, you know, a lot of team schedules here. Now it just seems like it's just something else that's causing cancellations, right?
Yeah, you know, yeah, like I said, you know, we were dealing, you know, each game we were just thankful to be getting to play. You're kind of on eggshells thinking, you know, this may really be it. You know, this may be the last one. And as the season kept going, you know, we had to cancel one or two. But got lucky and got everything in. And, you know, now here we are with this bad weather. And it's like, man, nothing's easy this year. But, you know, the main thing is we're still getting to play. And we may, you know, tournament-wise, there'll be a lot of back-to-back days from the looks of it. But, you know, at least we're getting to play. Because if you'd have told us you're getting to play a district tournament, you know, back in November, I think everybody would have been fine. We'll play however we need to play.
Speaking of difficult, Coach, obviously we've talked plenty of times about how difficult that district is. Can you kind of put your team's district season, the district part of their year, put that into perspective for me? How do you think as a whole this team performed in district this year?
I think we performed pretty well. You know, we've had a couple rough games. Some bad offensive performances, you know, Livingston the first time especially. Of course, we kind of went in not knowing exactly what they had and found out they were a really, really good team. We then went down to Macon and then, you know, had to try to overcome some adversity down there. Didn't do a good job of that and struggled a little bit offensively. But, you know, I think you take those two games away and then just a terrible performance against Upperman. But, you know, it's about three bad games, and I think you could say we played pretty well the rest of them.
And then, of course, obviously it's always important that anything can happen in the postseason, right?
Anything can happen. You know, everybody, you know, people are asking, well, what, you know, what happens if this happens, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, we have to take care of the first game or this other stuff doesn't matter. You know, so our focus right now is on, you know, playing the winner of DeKalb and Smith County and, you know, we're not looking ahead of them by any means because, you know, we have to show up and play as good as we can to take care of them. If we don't, we won't have to worry about the semifinals or any of that stuff.
Coach, talk about your senior class for me real quick because I know this is a special senior class for you. It's a group that you've been around for a while. What makes them special?
You know, they're just their work ethic. You know, it's a great group of you know, just hard workers, and, you know, they never complain. Of course, they've been around me long enough now. They know that it wouldn't do them any good if they did. But they, you know, just really work hard. you know, and we've kind of they've been here for the laying the foundation to, you know, try to get us back on track, and you know, I'm really going to miss this bunch. You know, do everything I ask of them, and never, you know, never complain. And give us all they got all the time. So it's going to be tough seeing them go.